Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is trading at 680 up 1.5. September, 669 down 3/4. Soft July wheat at 546 is up 1. September, 557 and 3/4 up 1. July corn, 408 and a quarter down 1. September, 398 and a quarter down 2.25. December, 404 down 2.25. July 15, 430 and 3/4 down 1.75. July soybeans, 1343 and 3/4 down 19.25. September, 1145 and a quarter down 5. November, 1121 and 3/4 down 3.75. July soybean meal, 438 down $5.70. August, 403.50 down 5.20. July soybean oil, 38.01 down 35. August, 38.07 down 36. August live cattle, 153.62.5 down 132.5, now down 130. October, 155.95 down 72.5. August feeders, 216.62.5 down 137.5. And July lean hogs are 132.25, and they are up 45. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Illinois, Indiana, Eastern Corn Belt. Wayne, both is pretty good corn-wise.
Yes, it's both good corn areas here. We got another 8/10 of inch rain here this morning. Some of the guys are north of town only got about 3/10, but we're very happy to see a little more rain, and we're glad we didn't get the rain they got down south of us here about the 4 inches last night, though.
So soybean ratings yesterday afternoon, best in two decades for this week. Corn ratings, 15-year highs for this time of year. Are all these numbers fully dialed in to the current futures as we see them?
You know, I think that we've dialed in that the good yields are there for now. We're looking at the good weather. We're dialing in, a lot of the guys are using a 165 on the corn yield for now. They're saying if the weather hangs as we're looking at it now for a week or two out, they might go up on that. The bean yield, of course, is just a little bit more suspect because we've been a little wet in areas and beans don't like wet feet, but all in all, we've knocked these markets about as hard as they need to be knocked for a little bit right here, Dave.
Well, we do have a WASDE report coming up on Friday. Could we knock them a little more before the week's out?
I imagine we will see a little bit of margin call selling and evening up before then. But, it's going to depend on here. We're looking at September corn. It's got a 3 in front of it, something that a lot of people didn't think would happen this soon. But we're there and looking at that number. And, of course, we close below the $4 level on the Dease corn. You're going to 485 fairly fast.
We do have some guesstimates out for Friday's WASDE report. Bloomberg numbers I've seen. Corn, 13.931 billion bushels with a yield of 165.9. You mentioned the 165. Soybeans, 3.787 billion bushels with a yield of 45.1. What caught my eye, of course, is ending stocks. If you have a lot of corn, but you can sell a lot of corn, that takes some pressure off where prices could go. But new crop ending stocks, corn 1.807 billion bushels, and soybeans
417.
That's the number that's got my attention.
that is one big, big number. And if we also we look out at the corn bean ratio, we've got a lot more to lose in the beans against the corn also as we look, Dave, because it's historically high also.
So I talked to quite a few analysts in the last few days and asked them, well, how are their the people they work with, their clients doing with new crop marketings? And they are really quite all over the board, with some close to 100%, but some not doing much of anything yet, Wayne.
If you look, the commercials don't have as many net shorts as usual. The commercials should have a long net short position because they would be hedging their cash sales. They have not purchased the cash, so they don't have as big a net short position as they generally carry at this time of the year. So that tells you that the farmers have been fairly tight holders of new crop grains.
So at this point, it would seem to me, with a lot of people all bared up and a three now being talked about in December corn, that you're going to see a lot of producers put it in the bin and hope for the best post-harvest.
You know, as long as you got bin space, don't have cash flow needs that you do, you know, that's a plan. I'm not saying it's a good plan, but it is a plan along the way, and maybe to look for some basis appreciation for storage along the way. But with the size crop we're looking at here, it's still going to be very prudent to have some corn available for movement, whether you price it for now or for later in the year. But, you know, we would hope that everybody's got a little bit sold, and then they can sit back and wait for some sort of weather scare, some sort of white swan that comes along to help us get a little pop here. But it does look like any decent rally will be a selling opportunity and taken advantage of by a lot of farmers that are very hanging on to a greater percentage of their crop.
So does it make sense financially, looking at strike prices and such, to protect the downside at this point?
You know, it's awfully hard. We've looked in today, you know, we're looking at a $4 corn put about 14 cents. You take 14 off and you're at 385. You know, if we go to 350 like some people are projecting, that still pays well.
Are you in a 350 camp, Wayne?
I said some people. Wayne wouldn't like to camp in anything that low yet, but we're not saying it isn't possible, but, you know, we're not projecting the 350, but we are saying 375 is definitely probably going to be hit sometime.
And even wheat, my goodness, wheat has been taking it hard on the chin as well.
Wheat has just got beat up, and, of course, the Russian crop looking a little bigger. The way we've got a poor crop this year as far as the hard red wheat, but the rest of the world is just coming through, and the world prices just aren't surging.
I suppose we ought to spend a moment or two, as you and I do, looking at the livestock side. And we were, you know, a few weeks ago looking at, you know, talking feeders with a two handle. And then we were thinking, well, 204. And then we were thinking, oh, maybe 208. How about 216?
How about that, Dave? I'll tell you, you know, as we look here, feeder cattle, 217 for the August feeder cattle, 218 for the SEP. Even clear out to the Noves are 217.85. You know, it's just amazing. We saw great meat counter disappearance over the weekend from the 4th of July holiday. The three-day holiday really helped the meat counters. And with this cheaper corn, they're just back in there bidding up these feeder cattle. Unbelievable what they're paying for those. But you know, what a risk some of these guys that are buying these feeders are taking at that price.
Usually you don't see end of June, early July tops in the cattle complex. I wonder, though, if while there's no top in sight in terms of price, might there be a top coming soon in terms of time?
You know, basically you would think that will happen. We'll see how the consumption continues through the summer. Everybody had pent up demand here, and it was great picnic weather outside over the weekend. So, you know, great disappearance. Will they continue to go to beef, or will they be switching some of the more white meats as we go along? They're a little cheaper as the summer goes on. I think it's going to depend a lot on gas prices, Dave. If gas prices would come back a little bit, people love steak.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current ticket in the marketplace, July corn, 408 and a quarter, down 1. December, 404, down 2 and a quarter. July soybeans, 1343, down 20. And November, 1121, down 4 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.